The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. On today's bonus episode, I've compiled some of my lists from last year's episodes. This one is called Katie the Hater because, you know, sometimes just as much as I love sports, I can go on some rants about certain things I hate about sports. So today's Trop 5 lists will be the Trop 5 stupidest team names, the Trop 5 rules I'd remove from the NFL, the Trop 5 sports I hate. So enjoy the rantings from the crazy cracker. I do have a Trop 5 this week. It's kind of a silly Trop 5, nothing serious. But I've noticed, you know, there's some team names I just can't get over. They just don't roll off the tongue right. And so today I've decided my Trop 5 is going to be the Trop 5 worst team names. And, you know, when obviously I'm not going to go the stupid, idiotic, politically correct round of, the Redskins and the Indians. No, I actually have a quite ironic and hilarious story about how the Redskins actually got their name once I get to the end of this Trop 5 list of mine, as a matter of fact. So I'm not going that stupid, idiotic route. I think you people who get upset over team names are completely idiotic. I'm also not one of those people, though, who's like, oh, it's the history. Like, I couldn't care less if you change your team name. As a matter of fact, I totally understand why teams these days especially change their team name, because it just generates more revenue, because then people are going to buy new jerseys and new merch and new t-shirts and new hats, and usually generates a new buzz, at least for a year or two. I totally understand why some teams do it, but I won't be including the politically correct stupid loser names for the Redskins and the Indians and whatever else we've got out there that people are crying about. No, this is going to be a fun Trop 5 list, because I know most of you don't like to have fun, but I do. All right, so, and we do have a little bit of a mixture of things, too. I've got an NHL team on here, I've got basketball teams, I've got baseball and football, so I'm covering all the sports in this, and these are also all current, like, within the last, like, 10 years team names that I'm going to throw out there, but as far as team names go, I feel like they need to roll off the tongue and make sense, meaning, like, you know, like the Dallas Cowboys, for example. Okay, it rolls off the tongue easily. It fits Dallas because, you know, Cowboys, pew pew guns. Yeah, we're all stupid out here in Texas. Yeehaw! So it fits. You know what I mean? And it doesn't sound stupid. It kind of has like an intimidating factor, even though I'm not intimidated by any of these names. But it's supposed to be like intimidating, and then it's also supposed to make sense of where you're located regionally. So, but there these five team names, and I do actually have an honorable mention as well. I can't get used to them. I've always thought they were stupid if they've been around for a while or just whenever they were created. But these are the Trop 5 worst team names, and I'm going to start with an honorable mention, and that would be the Washington Commanders. First of all, since I've been watching football for 37 years, it's not even just team names. I still call the Los Angeles Chargers San Diego Chargers on occasions. I still refer to the Las Vegas Raiders sometimes as the Oakland Raiders, or the Los Angeles Rams as the St. Louis Rams. So those are things that happen. But also, the Washington, whatever team they're going to call themselves, I still call them the Redskins, because that's what they've been my whole life, up until the last couple of years. But I had to put Commanders on there, not just because I hate the stupid team, but it doesn't roll off the tongue correctly. It doesn't sound right. It just sounds stupid to me. And it's not because it's Washington. Trust me, it's not because of that. I just think it's a dumb fucking name. I think there's so many other names they could have gone with that were better than that. But they went with the Commanders, which just sounds so dumb. And I can't even say it with a straight face. Like, even when I say it, there's this, like, thing in my brain that's like, dude, that's just dumb. But that's what they are, the Washington Commanders. And there's a good chance that another one of their team names might make this top five list. Just saying. So let's get into the actual top five now. Top five worst team names. At number five, I have the Anaheim Ducks, the hockey team. They are a good hockey team, but the name Ducks, there is nothing scary or intimidating about it. All I think about is like Donald Duck. And that might be part of the reason why they're called the Ducks, because Anaheim is where Disneyland is located. So that might play a part in it. I don't really know the impetus of why they're called the Ducks, but it's not a scary name. It's not an intimidating name. And when I see it, it just makes me laugh. And I know I'm supposed to have some stupid connection to it with those dumb Mighty Duck movies, but I hate kids, and so I usually hate all those dumb little kid movies. I even hated them as a kid, so no thanks on the Mighty Ducks, and I think the Anaheim Ducks are one of the top five stupidest names in sports. Then the, actually, that's what I'm doing that on the fly right now. I'm calling this a top five worst team names, but I'm actually going to change it to the top five stupidest team names. Hold on one second, I got to cross that out on my piece of paper here, just so I make sure I put that in the title as well, because I think stupid is much, it gets the point across much more than worst, just stupid team names, because you know me, I think everything's fucking stupid. So anyways, at number four on my top five stupidest team names, I have the Washington Wizards, the basketball team. I've always thought that the Wizards, it sounds so fucking gay. And yes, I use the word gay as a pejorative, and if you got a problem with it, suck my motherfucking dick. But, I mean, you really can't argue with me that the Wizards is a totally gay team name. You could just see the dude with his little wand, like, ah, let's get the Wizards a win. Oh, wait, that's right, they never win, so I don't know what they're wizarding. I don't know what a wizard has to do with the city of Washington, D.C., and also the reason why they changed the team name is completely stupid, because they actually used to be the Washington Bullets. But then, you know, when Washington, D.C. created that moronic law where you couldn't own a gun, and Washington, D.C. was actually the murder capital of the nation at the time when they had that stupid, idiotic law. It was completely ironic, completely hilarious, at least to me. But that's why they changed the name, because they were the Bullets. And that is too violent for a team name. So they became the gay-ass Wizards, who can't win shit, even when they had Michael Jordan. They were a trash can team. So Washington Wizards are the number four stupidest team name on my list here. Then at number three on my top five stupidest team names, I have the Cleveland Guardians. That's actually why I created this list, because I cannot, for the life of me, say their team name without wanting to do what I just did. Guardians! And I don't do it all the time because it could be annoying if you hear it all the time endlessly. But I mean, that's how I want to say it every fucking time, because it's just such a ridiculous and stupid and childish team name. Oh, we're the Guardians! We're gonna save you all because we're all superheroes! Guardians! What does that have to do with anything? They could have come up with any better team name. If you don't know, they used to be the Cleveland Indians. They did change their team name. This is the first year that they're using the Guardians name. And so that is why they changed their team name. I've already made my stance felt on how I don't care that they were called the Indians, and how they used Chief Wahoo as their mascot or whatever. But you know, political correctness these days, or wokeness as it's called, all the same. Wokeness didn't just come about now. It's always been around. There's always been stupid crybabies. It just used to be called political correctness, which is a term I still use because I think it's better than wokeness. But anyways, that's what really started this list is this Guardian's name, because I can't say it with a straight face. Even though it sounds like I do, I'm on the inside, like my brain is just like, dude, that is such a stupid fucking name. I can't believe that's an actual team name. But yeah, number three are the Cleveland Guardians on my top five stupidest team names. Now at number two on my top five stupidest team names, I have the New Orleans Pelicans. I have never gotten used to this name, the Pelicans. I mean, what is intimidating or scary about a pelican? Absolutely nothing. I know that why they named themselves the Pelicans, because apparently the pelican is the bird of Louisiana, or the state bird or whatever, so that's why they did it, but come the fuck on. There were way better names you probably could have gone with as opposed to the Pelicans. As a matter of fact, the Hornets is what they used to be. The New Orleans Hornets, who actually, okay, they were first the Charlotte Hornets, then they moved to New Orleans and were the New Orleans Hornets, and then they became the New Orleans Pelicans a few years ago. And then now we do have the Charlotte Hornets, who were the Charlotte Bobcats. And then when the Pelicans dropped the Hornets' name, the Charlotte Bobcats then became the Charlotte Hornets yet again. But I think the Hornets was a much better name than the Pelicans. And the Pelicans have been the Pelicans for a few years now, and I still can't get used to it. When I hear that name, I'm like, God, what a stupid fucking name. The Pelicans, like, ugh, it makes me not want to be a fan of theirs just because of the team name. Sorry, Simon. I know you're a big New Orleans Pelicans fan, but it's just a stupid team name. Come on, man. You got to agree with me on that one at least, right, homie? All right, and then at number one on my top five stupidest team names, it is the Washington Football Team. It is ridiculous to me that there were 2 years where we had to refer to this, the Washington Football Team, as the Washington Football Team. Like, that was so unimaginative and stupid, and I still can't, it still baffles my mind to this day, even though they have a brand new team name and they're completely different, it still baffles my mind that we called them the football team for 2 years, and people actually wanted them to keep that name. Come the fuck on, yo. You got to at least have some imagination. I mean, at least the Pelicans. The Pelicans is a better team name than that, because at least it's something. Football team is so, what are we going to be, guys? Huh? What are we going to be? Because that's what I imagine the owner of the Redskins, Snyder, sounds like. Hey, guys. What team name are we going to be? As he's sexually assaulting a woman to his right. Hey, guys, what are we going to be? What are we going to be, guys? We can't be the Redskins anymore, because I got to pretend like I give a shit about this movement that I don't care about. So what are we going to be for the next year or two? How about we just be the football team? That sounds about right. Hooray. And so, yeah, the Washington Football Team, I will never get over that one. It was stupid as fuck. Now, while I was doing research for the top five stupidest team names, I stumbled upon the history of how the Washington Redskins actually got their team name. And it's very ironic, and it's exactly why I hate political correctness, and I hate almost every fucking stupid feel-good movement in this country, is because you guys don't actually give a shit about anything other than making yourself feel better. And you don't even, like, look into the history of things, nor do you care. So here is how the Redskins became the Washington Redskins. So there's a historical owner named Jack Kent Cook. He's also a historical asshole, by the way, but most people are. But he owned quite a few teams throughout his lifetime. One of the teams he owned was actually the Los Angeles Lakers, who he sold them off to the Buss family, who currently own the Lakers. But he's owned multiple teams. He's owned baseball teams, football teams. He's mostly owned football teams, but I think he's had his hand in every single sport imaginable. He's one of the reasons why we have football today. But anyways, at the time, many, many moons ago, before we had the NFL, he used to own a football team called the Boston Braves. And he actually had a lot of Native Americans on his team as football players, and his coach was a Native American. And all the Native Americans on the team hated the name the Braves. And so he said, okay, let's change the team name. Let's have a vote. And he let the team pick the name. And the Native Americans wanted it to be the Boston Redskins. That is how we got the name Redskins, because the Native Americans chose that team name. And it was overwhelming, too. It wasn't like, I don't want to use this team. No, they chose to be the Redskins. So that's actually where the Washington Redskins name came from, from Native Americans themselves who actually played in the game in the early days of football. So all you stupid, idiotic do-gooders out there who've been walking around saying, oh, it's because of the almighty, hateful white man created that name. No, actually, the Native Americans chose that name. So that's cool. You guys all just wiped out history and gave zero fucks about the Native Americans who chose that name. But all you self-righteous fucks now that it's changed, now they're the Washington Commanders. Now life is so amazing for all of the Native Americans, right? Oh, that's right. It's not. It's still fucking awful for them here in America. What a surprise. But at least a lot of you stupid white people feel fucking fantastic about yourselves because you changed a team name. And I know it's not just white people, but that's usually who it is. Like all the rich, affluent people, including the rich, affluent black people and Hispanics and stuff. It's always the fucking rich people who want to sit around and act like the high and mighty and self-righteous. And then they start these mentally challenged movements. And now we have the Washington Redskins football team Commanders that I get to make fun of every single week now. But so that's the history of why we had the Washington Redskins as a team name, chosen by Native Americans, not by white people. So get over yourselves, stupid. But that is my top five for this week, the top five stupidest team names. And we do have a top five list today. A few episodes ago, I was talking about like NFL rules and there are too many rules and there are a lot of rules I would actually get rid of. So today's top five list is actually going to be the top five penalties I'd remove from the NFL, because these are five that just piss me off on a weekly basis for the most part. There's one on here, which is my number five, which doesn't happen every game. But when I see the other four, they happen just about every game and they piss me off. I feel like they ruin the game. I feel like there's too many rules in the game and they're way too concerned with player safety and all that stupid bullshit. When it's like they're playing a sport, they're gonna get hurt, blah, blah, blah. I don't root for them to get hurt, but I'm sorry, you're playing a sport. That's the consequences of the game. If you don't want to get injured, well, then you should probably not be playing football. So there's been many stupid, idiotic rules created, especially over the last like 15 years. They've become really soft with a lot of the rules. And so these are the top five that I would absolutely get rid of because they piss me off on a weekly basis. So let's start off with number five, and that would be clipping. Basically, what clipping is when an offensive lineman kind of blocks a defensive lineman from behind, below the waist. And one thing that they really wanted to take out of the game was when one goes low and the other goes high. So like one offensive lineman will take the defensive lineman out below the waist, and then another offensive lineman will take him out above the waist. And so they're basically just knocking the dude down. And the reason why they mostly took it out of the game is because of concussions and knee injuries. Every time I see it, I just think it's an annoying play because offensive linemen barely get to like be grimy and dirty and have that type of a play. And so you're just taking out like the one time that the offensive lineman can finally fucking do something for once. By the way, I have a lot of respect for offensive linemen. I'm not saying they don't do anything. They have probably the most important job on the field. But I'm just saying offensive linemen aren't known for like being really grimy and dirty and doing all this shit. So like clipping is like the one and only time offensive linemen were allowed to be like, I knocked the motherfucker out, finally took him out. And now they can't do that anymore. And every time they call it too, it's just always so ticky-tack and stupid. So clipping, number five on my top five penalties I'd remove from the NFL. Then at number four, I hate this one, and it happens every single game. It's been a rule they changed many years ago. This one they mostly changed because, you know, the rules these days lead more towards offense and scoring because they want, they know offense and scoring is what really, what people want to see. So they've really hampered down on defense. And this rule right here just pisses me off. And it's illegal contact. A defensive player, defensive back can't touch the wide receiver or tight end past 5 yards. And if he does, he gets a penalty called on him. And it just pisses me off every time, especially because I do watch old games from back in the day. So when I'm watching like old stuff that I grew up with, when I'm watching like Deion Sanders and Darren Woodson and Jason Sehorn and the guys of old who used to play cornerback and safety, they would get really handsy and they would push you and shove you. And there would be times where you'd be watching Jerry Rice. He'd get pushed and he'd get up and he'd get pushed back down. And I just loved fucking seeing that shit because Jerry Rice is the greatest wide receiver of all time, if not greatest football player of all time. And that just tells you how great of a player he was because he had to go up against the best who were literally just pushing him down on each and every play, and dude would still get up and get past them and still be one of the greatest of all time. And nowadays, you can't even touch a motherfucker, and they'll call it on you, and it just pisses me off because I totally miss the old days where you could just push a motherfucker right at the line and then just keep jostling with them the whole way down, and they've taken that fun out of the game, of course. Then at number three on my top five penalties I'd remove from the NFL, I would move the kickoffs back to the normal 25-yard kickoff rather than the 35-yard line that they kick off now, because the kickoff has essentially turned into like the most pointless part of the game, because almost every time they kick it, it's a touchback. And almost every time you can't even get an onside kick for the most part these days because you can't, the rules have just changed so much with the kickoff, all because of safety, because we don't want guys to get injured, even though they still fucking get injured at higher rates than more now than ever. That's what the total irony is over all these dumbass rules that have been implemented. It's all in the guise of safety. And yes, the almighty concussion numbers have gone down, but knee injuries, shoulder injuries have all skyrocketed since then. So the almighty safety police haven't done shit, but they've implemented all these idiotic rules. And one of them is they've moved the kickoff to the 35-yard line. And it's so boring. It's so stupid. You almost never have kickoffs run back for touchdowns. You almost never see an onside successful kick. And if you do see a successful onside kick, it is such a fluky fucking instance. You can't even try and have any type of strategy for this shit. So I would move the kickoff back to the 25-yard line so we could actually have some decent shit going on for once, instead of a touchback every fucking kickoff. Then at number two on my top five penalties I'd remove from the NFL, launching and hitting a defenseless player. That has taken so much fun out of the game. One of my favorite players of all time is Ronnie Lott. Ronnie Lott would not even be able to exist in today's NFL because that motherfucker would launch into you and knock a motherfucker out, and it would be the most entertaining shit to ever see on the field. Now, if you just, sometimes when I see a guy get clocked, there's even been a couple of games the last couple of weeks where even the announcers, they didn't call a penalty, but the announcers were like, oh my God, oh, that should have been a penalty, Jesus Christ. And it just gets so fucking annoying because even the clean shots are so like jarring to the pussies of America these days. And so it's just taken so much fun out of the game because now you really can barely tackle a dude. And there's so many times where like the guy is launching as the ball is in the air and he's expecting the receiver to catch it, and the contact knocks the ball out, but they call it a penalty because it was a defenseless player. And it just is so stupid. It's taken so much fun out of the game, and I'm just so sick of that shit. But number one on my top five penalties I'd remove from the NFL are basically any and all roughing the passer calls. Now, I understand roughing the passer does need to exist, the penalty. Of course, you don't want to see a defender take a dude's arm and twist it behind his back and just rip it at his arm out of the shoulder socket. No, of course, that should be roughing the passer, 100%. But this shit where you can't even, like, tackle the quarterback anymore, this shit where he's running and he slides, and if you even breathe on the dude, there comes a flag. Every time you, like, even just, like, wave in their vicinity, and they all, I know everybody likes to point out that Tom Brady does it, but no, every quarterback does it. When you even just breathe on them, they're looking at the ref like, excuse me, where's the flag? So that's how they all look. And you know why they all look like that? Because that's how the rules are fucking designed. You can barely touch the quarterback these days, and it's annoying as shit. And the whole reason why they invented this rule is because they want to protect their investment, because the quarterbacks are always the highest paid player on the team for the most part. And they want to make sure he doesn't get injured. But like I've already stated before in this this Trop 5 rant of mine of these penalties, all these penalties were designed to prevent injuries, and the injuries have gone through the roof. And now it's going to be funny to see, because now with the whole Tua controversy and that shit that happened with him and his concussion, they're going to take guys out even earlier now if they even show any type of sign of concussion. So you're actually going to be taking guys out when you wanted them to stay in the game and you invented all these dumbass roughing the passer rules to keep them in the game. But if they even get a little bit starry-eyed, you're going to take them out of the game. So it doesn't make any fucking sense. But like I said, I would get rid of just about every type of roughing the passer call they have invented, from the shoving them into the ground, from hitting them, quote, too late, from when they're in the open field running. That used to be open season on quarterbacks when they were running. Not these days. If they slide and you even just throw your jersey just even grazes their face, excuse me, here comes the flag. So those are the top five penalties I'd remove from the NFL, because it just gets annoying. Every week I see these penalties. Every week they piss me off. And when I watch old games, I'm like, shit, man. It used to be, I still love football, but man, the stupid fucking penalties they have these days, it's so annoying. It ruins the game. I know they're not going to go back in time and change these rules, but I just thought it would be fun to name off my top five penalties I'd like to remove from the NFL, because they're annoying. And I know I'm not the only one with this opinion either. I know we're not supposed to discuss these things anymore. We're all supposed to act like we give a shit about the safety of these players. But as I've stated before, in football, they're all grown-ass men. So they're all choosing this route in life. At this point in time, if you aren't aware of the injuries and the debilitations you're going to suffer post-career, you're an idiot, and that's on you, dude. But these are grown men. They're making their own decisions with their own bodies, their body, their choice. And if they suffer some fucked up injuries, I'm sorry, that's the name of the game. And like I said before, I don't root for injuries. I don't want to see injuries, but they're a part of the game. And I love this game. I love watching football. But these rules, I think, really have hampered the game and made it slightly less fun to watch. Obviously, I still watch every fucking game religiously. But these type of rules make it more difficult to watch every Sunday. But I still tune in. I still love football. But when I'm watching games from back in the day, it's so much more fun to see the level of play on the field as opposed to today. And I'm not trying to call the guys on the field pussies. I actually have great respect for all athletes at all levels, but it's not their fault that these rules are implemented. As a matter of fact, I know a lot of them would actually like to skirt a lot of these rules that involved with concussions and injuries to just continue to play, because they're warriors and that's who they are. I think a lot of the rules by all the higher ups and all the people on the outside who aren't actually playing have too much say and are ruining the game. But hey, I still watch. All right. And I decided to do a Trop 5 today. I'm going to have a little fun with my Trop 5. At least I believe it's going to be fun, because, you know, we have the stupid ass World Cup is coming up next week. And I just wanted to let you all know before it begins, I will not be reporting on 1 second of that absolute idiocy. Because I fucking hate soccer. I think soccer is the dumbest fucking sport on the planet. And you couldn't pay me money to watch that fucking shit. So I decided my top five today is going to be the top five sports I hate. It really actually wasn't easy. I was actually pretty, I pretty much did this like right off the top of my head. We'll see where soccer lands. If you can't tell by that rant, it's up there. It's pretty high up there, but I won't spoil the surprise, but soccer is for sure on this list. So let's get started with number five of my top five sports I fucking hate. And that would be polo. Polo is that fucking sport where those idiots, rich uppity idiots, are riding around horses in their fucking uppity clothes with their fucking uppity hats on and their fucking little mallets that they hit their little ball with. And it's really just one of those stupid sports where only rich uppity people who drink tea with their pinkies out play, like the fucking Royals. Anything that involves the Royals is absolutely stupid in my opinion. So polo is 100% one of those things. And it is number five on my top five sports I fucking hate. At number four on my top five sports I fucking hate would be any and all Olympic sports, excluding basketball, baseball, and boxing. Now, with that being said, I have never watched any of those sports while it's done during the Olympics. Yeah, that's right. I've never watched the Dream Team or the Redeem Team or any of these fucking teams. You know why? Because I think the Olympics are fucking stupid. First and foremost, the hilarious thing about the Olympics is it's like, it's the one of the most corrupt fucking groups of people of all time. Every time they have an Olympics, it'll be based in one of the worst countries you'll ever fucking find. I mean, I wonder how Sochi, Russia is doing right now, that made-up fucking city. But, I mean, these, and I hate both Winter and Summer Olympics. I think they're both fucking stupid. You couldn't pay me to watch that shit either. And every time it comes on, I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. And the worst thing about the Olympics is that they glorify second and third place. When I see the medal count and they even count who has the most second or third place medals, I'm like, who the fuck cares? All that matters is first place. So fuck the damn Olympics. I hate the Olympics and I have always hated the Olympics since I was a child. I don't watch that shit. Don't want to watch that shit. Fuck that shit. Number three on my top five sports I fucking hate. Now, this is more a league rather than a sport that I hate. I really just wanted to put this on here just to piss people off because I think it's funny to do that. And that would be the WNBA. I fucking hate women's basketball. It is so goddamn boring. Women's basketball is like, it's like watching retards at work, in my opinion. I mean, it's so inferior to men's basketball. I mean, they can't even dunk the ball. And the way they shoot the ball, it's like, whee! Like, that's actually what I do if I happen to leave my TV on. And somehow I see some shitty ass women's basketball game on when they're like running across the court and they fling up the ball and they don't even know how to shoot like a man either. They don't do flick of the wrist. They do like this fucking squat and then they like, throw it up there and it just looks so dumb. But when I do happen to see that shit, it's just like every time they throw the ball up, I go, whee, yay, hooray. But, and then there's like three people in the crowd. So I'm so sick to death of the media trying to slam WNBA basketball down our fucking throats. Because for the most part, none of us give a shit about women's basketball. Nobody watches it for a reason. And it's because it's boring as fuck. Now, if you like it, cool. Good for you. But you're like the one. But me, I hate that shit. It's boring. Stop fucking shoving that shit down our throats. None of us want to watch it. And if we wanted to watch it, we would have been watching it. If we want to watch real basketball, we'll turn on some men's basketball. So thanks. Then at number two on my top five sports I fucking hate, that would be golf. Golf has got to be the most boring shit of all time to fucking watch. Oh my God, that shit, I don't even know how some of y'all watch that shit. Now, playing it is way different to me because, while it's not my thing, I never really got into playing golf. I can play it. I have actually taken lessons in when I was, I think like 12-ish around there. So, and I wasn't bad at it either. It's just, I see why people play it, but watching it, Jesus Christ, I don't even know how you can even stand watching that shit. And the hilarious thing to me is it's kind of similar to the Olympics where it's like a whole bunch of corrupt ass sexist, racist pigs run this fucking shit. And then they fucking bitch and complain when a new league is started. Like right now with that, that Live League, that was, started by the Saudi Arabians. They want to fucking act like, oh my God, the horrible Saudi Arabians, and how could you switch leagues? And it's like, yeah, at least you get fucking paid over by the Saudi Arabians. And then they try to act like they give a shit about human rights. It's like, yeah, isn't this a sport that just now let blacks and women play on some of their courses recently? I mean, I know women are still banned from some golf courses in America still to this day. So get off your high and mighty fucking Saudi Arabian high horse, because the PGA is just as corrupt and scumbaggery as Saudi Arabian. So take your hypocrisy and shove it up your fucking ass, PGA. And then number one on my top five sports I fucking hate, if you should have been able to guess. You really should have been able to guess. And that would be soccer. I hate soccer more than anything on this fucking planet. It is so dumb, nonsensical, and pussified. The biggest pussies on the planet play soccer. If you have a conversation with a soccer player, there's no bigger cunt on the face of this earth than a fucking soccer player. All you have to do is say soccer sucks and... How dare you say that about soccer? It's the most popular sport in the entire world. And you just like look at them and you go, who the fuck cares? It ain't popular over here in America, number one, because it's not. There are plenty of fucking statistics to show that. The only time people in this country even pay attention to that shit is when it's a World Cup and nobody even really gives a flying fuck. You pretend to care and then nobody remembers the shit that happens. Nobody goes on to discuss it like we do Super Bowls or World Series or Aaron Judge breaking the home run record. Nobody sits around to talk about soccer like that. Not only is it pussified, but it's so dumb. The ball goes out of bounds like the entire time. I will never forget. The last time I was forced to watch a shitty soccer match, I was on my lunch break at work and I happened to be at a pizza place. And so I was just sitting there eating pizza and it was a World Cup. So it must have been like 4 years ago or some shit like that. I don't recall because I don't give a shit. It was soccer. And I remember sitting there eating my pizza and like on every single TV, I think there was like three TVs in there, had some gay ass soccer game on. And so I'm just glancing at it and just chuckling the whole time because the ball is just going out of bounds. Every time a dude kicks it, flies out of bounds, throw it back in, dude kicks it, flies out of bounds. I'm like, dude, no wonder why these shitty games end in fucking 0-0 ties, because this game's stupid and the ball is just going out of bounds the entire fucking time. Also, in soccer, exactly like the fucking Olympics, ran by a bunch of corrupt-ass morons. I mean, this year's World Cup is in Qatar, who just announced that nobody's allowed to even drink alcohol in the stadium. Like, what's that? Oh, also, us single people, we're not allowed to have sex there. And if we have sex there and it's found out, you get arrested for it. You also can't be gay there as well. So, Qatar, amazing. Amazing place to live, it sounds like, and have a soccer tournament. So congratulations, soccer. You are assholes too, but just a stupid, dumbass sport. I hate soccer. So if you thought I was going to be giving you any World Cup updates for the next couple of weeks, the answer is no, I won't be doing that because I fucking hate soccer and I won't be paying one second of attention to that. I might laugh if the American team loses. I might do that. But then again, I might not, because the American team always loses. You know why? Because Americans aren't all about soccer. Americans are all about real football. That would be NFL football. So on that note, everybody, you enjoy the weekend of real football. Also, we got a whole bunch of basketball on tap. And I guess if you're a World Cup fan, I hope you enjoy your gay-ass little soccer bullshit. But like I said, I won't be watching that, and there will be no soccer updates on the Sports Talk with Trop show.